You're listening to SBS News.
A new financial year is bringing with it a new banking code of practice. The code is a set of enforceable standards that customers, small businesses, and their guarantors can expect from Australian banks and will be in play from July 1. The Banking Association says it has completely rewritten the code to better meet community expectations after a Royal Commission exposed shocking instances of misconduct in the industry. Financial Rights Legal Centre CEO Karen Cox explains some of the new aspects of the code.
There are some commitments in there that will be very beneficial to consumers. For instance, there are specific obligations on banks to look after vulnerable customers, which is really important in the wake of the Royal Commission. There are also provisions around the sale of consumer credit insurance, which we saw some, you know, horrendous problems with people being sold completely inappropriate products that they couldn't claim on.
There are wins for small businesses too, which will see simplified loan contracts and longer notice periods for when loan conditions change. The CEO of the Small Business Association of Australia, Peter Strong, says red tape and actually securing a loan remain among the biggest challenges for small businesses.
The code will make a difference for those who do get a loan. It'll make a difference to those that need to complain, that need to confront some issues. But at the moment, the bigger issue is we can't get the money.
In terms of personal finance, banks will no longer be able to offer unsolicited increases to credit card limits. Customers will also be able to reduce their credit limits or close their card accounts online. Guarantors will need to fully understand the obligations involved. A mandatory cooling-off period of 3 days will be introduced, and guarantors will also be notified of changes to the borrower's circumstances, such as if they're experiencing financial difficulty. Karen Cox says while the changes are positive, there is more work to be done to reform the culture of the banking sector.
Look, the code is only one small part of, I think, a huge puzzle. There are legal changes that we need, there are cultural changes, there are changes, you know, the regulators. The code's important, but it's certainly not going to change the world by itself.
The new code is the first to be approved by the corporate regulator ASIC. It has been translated into 7 languages, including Mandarin, Arabic, Vietnamese, Tagalog, Filipino, Hindi, Spanish, and Punjabi. Hannah Sinclair, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.